0-1, two down, bottom nine, the pitch. High pop-up should do it. Into shallow left field, Story goes out. In comes Duran, and fittingly, it's Jaron to make the play. The human spark plug puts it away, and the Red Sox win it today, 13-3. They take 2 of 3 in Cleveland. A good start from Bayo. They head north of the border with a ton of momentum.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons in our Brighton studios. Another beautiful day. These mornings have been unbelievable, guys. Like, we've turned a corner.
Hey, spring's finally here.
Spring, summer's around the corner.
Watch out. Don't jinx it, guys. We're not officially there. Could be a spell. You never know. Sometimes we've had some of them May showers, so watch it.
So we had the tease before the break, and we all know that host 101 is you're going to pay off the tease, right, Dan Ball? So the question is, Marcelo Meyer, International League Player of the Week, he's raking. Roman Anthony had an x-ray, negative. He'll be fine, but he has been hot like a toddy for much of the minor league baseball season. You got two guys that feel like they need to be in the big leagues. And yet the question is, where do they play? Who do you sit? Where do they fit? So Fitzy, answer the question, jerk.
What? You want what? The question, jerk. I don't know. I mean, this is not just an Alex Cora question. This is now also a Brez question, a Kennedy question, an organizational question. Do we start the clock in these kids now, or do we let them just start? Have they now tapped into their talent so much that they're forcing the conversation and forcing their hand? Are they better served in Worcester now, raking and dominating, or would they be better served coming up and playing, what, 2 games a week? I think you probably want them playing every day to build up their baseball stamina, correct?
That's my answer. I think right now they belong in Worcester. They belong playing every night. They belong raking. They belong feeling good and prepping
How do you do that for, you know, and not get called up and then still stay engaged and have your edge? I just think there's a point in which, as a player, you're like, okay, I've been knocking the cover off the ball here for a long time and I'm still not getting called up. I mean, how much? And then that would, I don't know, as from a psychological standpoint, I could see that kind of almost, all right, I don't know, taking some of the fire and the sting away for you.
Well, especially for Marcelo Meyer, who I believe it was with Jones and Keefe on opening day out at Polar Park, kind of voiced his disappointment and said he belonged to be in the big league. Yeah. Like, he expected to be in the big league.
He belonged on the major league roster. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. And I love that swag.
I do too, as long as it doesn't become in any way counterproductive, or like you're kind of insinuating, Ted, do you become
complacent?
Yeah. Do you lose your edge? Yeah. Now all of a sudden you're in a slump, and it's like, well, now I can't bring you up because you're in a slump. We don't want you up until you get back to raking. So
if Roman Anthony's not playing first base and he's going to be an outfielder, I mean, what do you like? Jaron Duran's not going anywhere and left. I mean, that's Cora's like been saying that forever.
Yeah.
So it's either center field or right field.
And Rafaela, for a while, people were talking about Rafaela was struggling. Maybe that's an opportunity. And
not in the field, but at the
bat. Now he's hot as can be.
He's gone streaking now.
Yeah, now he's batting. I think Dan Ball said last 7 days he's batting over 300. He had the 5 RBI. Like, he's having a great run here. And they gave him that extension last year. They want him to be this dynamic center fielder who can be a little bit of a spark plug at the bottom of the lineup. So I think this is a little bit like Fitzy when we say, well, you got 6 pitchers. You're going to have to go to a 6-man rotation. These things tend to play themselves out. And I don't want to jinx anybody, but I'm just saying, Trevor Story doesn't have the most consistent history of being available. Like, your guy Bregman is available, but he's not the youngest guy. Like, these things tend to play themselves out. You overanalyze. Don't force it. I guess that would be my, like, don't force it. It's a long season, and take it where it comes.
Or somebody should probably remind Willie or Abreu that he should be renting.
Oh, now we're taking shots at Willie Abreu. You know the funny name
that
I think?
That's not a shot. That's a, hey, you're a good ball player, but we have more people that can do what you do and potentially better. So
it might be an asset. And we need Mason Miller, so you might look better in green than blue and red.
It always comes back to him.
Story and Abreu for Miller? I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I'll do Slayton, Abreu, and something else.
I'll even throw in a gently used Yoshida if you'll take that contract off the books, and there's no chance that the Oakland A's would do that, or Sacramento A's, where the hell they are now. Because I think he's also a funny name, Dan Ball. No one talks about Yoshida. You have a $20 million DH.
It's incredible.
Who is just just out of sight, out of mind.
Just chilling, collecting his money.
Good life.
Not doing anything.
Yes, Dan Ball.
It's funny you say that nobody talks about him. I saw the use of the Jordan meme of we're not talking about that. Somebody put the quote of, so what's going on with Masataka Yoshida?
And
the response was the picture of we're not talking about this.
So we don't talk about, let me get this straight. The pecking order is we don't talk about Bruno and we don't talk about how Belichick and Jordan met. Is that correct, Dan?
Nope. Yep.
That is correct.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Rob in Swampscott wants to talk about this question with no answer. What do you do with Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer? What's up, Rob?
How you doing, fellas? I agree that you can't force it, but let me just ask a general question. If you've got two young studs that are getting it done at the AAA level, and then you have somebody on your major league team who we might have had high expectations for, but has shown us, without a doubt, his bat is not consistent and his defense is skeptic. I mean, I'm trying to understand the love affair with Tristan Casas.
Yeah, I was wondering where you're going. Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Rob.
I was like, he's got to be talking about Casas.
I don't think there is a love affair. But there is a, we don't have a plan B affair problem here. Like, there, again, if one of those two players played first base, I think they'd already be in the big leagues. They'd be playing for the Boston Red Sox every night.
It's crazy, though. This is also a team that had Kyle Schwarber playing first base.
Oh, yeah.
They're literally like, you know what, can you just, I don't know, in some really important games, play a position you're really not comfortable playing for us a little bit. I just think there's the perception is around here is that anybody can play first base.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too.
That's what it feels like.
You know who else said that? Will Middlebrooks. I believe his quote in, and I don't know if it was on Nesson or on WEEI's broadcast, was because he played third and then at times would be asked to play first. He considered it, quote, a night off.
Wow.
Because it was so much easier. He's like, you basically knock the ball down and then either touch first or lob the ball to the pitcher.
I mean, I'll be honest. That's, to me, is the spot. Like, why are they, if they're reluctant to play Roman Anthony at first?
Because those guys are so good at their other positions, their long-term positions, of value.
Yeah.
And you don't want to screw with a young player and although.
And you don't want to.
I think that would really screw with him, having him take a couple reps at first.
I don't, but I just don't know that it's worth it. And again, I don't know that you need to force it yet. Maybe you'd start to get desperate if you were, not the Rockies, but if you were like 10-20 right now. But you're two games above 500, you're in second place.
They can do it.
Just extend it. Yeah. Long play it, see what happens. We have some breaking news here, Stiz, on WEEI Afternoon, so roll it.
Breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
The writing was on the wall on day three of the NFL draft. The purge of longtime Patriots continues, Ted Johnson. According to Mike Reese, the Patriots have informed veteran long snapper Joe Cardona that they are releasing him, per sources, had been the team's longest tenured player, and they drafted long snapper Julian Ashby out of Vanderbilt in the seventh round this past weekend.
That?
So Joe Cardona, we've talked about the David Andrews, the Juwan Bentleys, the different leaders, captains that have been released. Now Joe Cardona, the longest tenured Patriot, Navy man, a guy who had been a spokesman and their long snapper well back into the Belichick days, is no longer with the team, according to Mike Reese. Reaction to this, is this just because he hasn't been great? If we're going to put all the facts on the table, over the last couple of years, there's been a few more errant snaps in some games. But do you think this is a physical thing, or is this another cleanse?
It's a cleanse, and it's also a money thing. Like, the guy's going into his 11th year, and are you kidding me? I think he's probably close to.
He is the highest paid long snapper in the NFL.
I mean, at what, probably $3 million a year, $4 million a year, something, I think I heard. Are you kidding me?
It's a lot. But, you know, if you want some veteran stability, my question, Mike.
No. Long snapper?
$1.5 million a year.
How much?
$1.5 million.
Is that his salary or his cap number? Because I also thought.
Salary.
Yeah, the cap number is higher. I think he had some bonus money in there that pushes it higher.
Yeah.
But my question would be, for a team that looks like, or I think we all think they may play defense, probably not be the highest scoring offense as they figure things out, tight ball games. You have a rookie long snapper and a rookie kicker now. Any concerns with that? Is that a big deal, or is that just the cost of rebuilding business?
I could see that maybe being an issue. I do love the kicker pick. I'm not going to lie. I mean, they keep picking kickers. Hopefully they'll get it right. But you know what? There might be something to that. But my guess is you don't draft a long snapper unless he's just money. Unless he's just he's done it time and time again at the collegiate level. Mm-hmm. They protect these guys more than they ever did when I was playing. They don't even get hit, and they're not even expected to really make tackles on punt. And so I don't think it's that big of a deal, to be honest with you, Andy. I could see how you might go that direction, but I wouldn't be that concerned. I mean, if you're going to draft a long snapper, you've seen him make hundreds, if not thousands of snaps that were accurate and on point, and so you feel pretty good about him not being a liability.
Only in New England would we have breaking news that they're releasing a long snapper.
Joe Cardona.
I mean, he's been here 10 years.
I know
years.
It's Cardona, and around here, years. Like Lonnie Paxton, you become an absolute legend.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Do you guys know what round he was drafted in?
Joe Cardona?
Yeah.
Fourth.
Fifth. The fifth round.
Yeah. I knew it was a little higher.
Because he was a serviceman.
It was Bill's pick from the Navy.
And don't kid yourself. That's part of the purchase.
Did you see the sweatshirt he was wearing during the interview on CBS? What did it say across the chest?
You know, it's interesting.
And Joe, please help me.
Not UNC.
Wasn't David Andrews and Joe Cardona there at Vrabel's introductory press conference?
They were the only.
It's like the only two
guys
there.
They were the only two players there. I sat behind him. It was Joe. Absolutely.
Andy, I hate to say it, guys, but the captain's curse of 2024 is complete.
No
Every
doubt.
Single one of them is gone.
Okay, Ted, you were ahead of the curve.
No, there's
this.
One. There's one left, right? Isn't Jabril Peppers or Kyle Duggar? Weren't their captains one of those guys?
Jabril Peppers was a captain until
he wasn't.
They made him not
he
a
was
captain.
Uncaptained.
So I think maybe.
So the C for cocaine was removed from the C from his chest. I'm not a cheap shot. It was in the police report. No, I'm just saying it.
It's out there.
It's out there. Yes, Dan Ball.
How long, over under 1 month, till Cardona is on the sideline at a UNC practice?
He's on his way now.
A week?
He's on his way now.
5 days?
Yeah. No, he'll be the ROTC coordinator that works down on the campus of North Carolina. No, I do just have a – so we're talking about margins here, Fitzy. I know you're a guy that thinks they could be a playoff team. You, Mina Kimes, and Kay Adams are all on the bandwagon for the playoffs. But – don't you think one game is going to decide this team's playoff fate in all likelihood? Like one game, maybe a field goal, maybe a snap, maybe mm-hmm. This is adding
the
a
margins,
layer.
Andy.
Yeah, this is adding a layer there that I don't know. I'm just saying it could be something we're discussing come November.
I feel you. But also I'm also feel pretty confident about our special teams coach. You know, so I think they're well coached.
Yeah. Isn't he?
He's
the only
holdover.
That,
yeah. He's the only holdover. So
he was also the only one that handled the end of the season well. If you remember, everybody was saying dumb stuff about Gerard and the coaching staff and their jobs. Yeah. And he handled
know your
it well.
Role. Shut your mouth. You suck. No, you suck more.
No, Jeremy Springer was like, yeah, we need to do that better. I always assume if people boo me, it's because we're not doing a very good job on the football field and we should probably be better. I was like, yeah, this guy kind of gets it, knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, you guys pay to see us perform and we didn't perform, so you have a right to be unhappy and we should do better. Like, also, super great interview, nice guy. And guess what? Andy, craziest thing happened. The unit that he coached improved from the previous season. How about that?
The damnedest thing. And Ted, I know you poo-poo this. I believe you poo-pooed this when David Andrews was cut, and I brought it up. Juwan Bentley, all these guys that are no longer here, the experienced guys. This is another guy who was sort of a talker, and I know he's the long snapper. It's a little different, but they would put him out at events. They would put him.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of mic flag opportunities available for players on this team. Will Campbell's going to be one of them at some point. If it's not year one, it's year two. Morgan Moses might be the O-line guy this year. He's clearly comfortable talking to the media. But
aren't we excited about that? It's been the same guys. No offense to those guys, but I mean, Bill identified the guys he wanted to talk.
Yeah.
And it was the same stuff. They never said, but they take all the answers. I mean, okay, but there's just no personality. They weren't fun guys to cover. Good football players, but can we get some personality on this team?
Okay, I like what you did there. You spun it on its ear and you turned it into a positive. New voices, new styles.
They need something new and different, man.
That's why I love Will Campbell.
Yeah, well,
how do you not love that guy?
Who's the defensive guy? Milton Williams? Is he going to be one? Robert Spillane? Is it
Spillane
just Gonzo?
Spillane seems like an oddly quiet, nice guy.
Yeah, so yeah, is Gonzo's a quiet, nice guy, too. Like, so that side of the ball.
What's Carlton Davis or Harold Landry? Landry seems like a good dude. I don't think he's going to get out over it. Milton Williams might be our guy. He seems like he's funny.
Well, yeah, but he might be tired from playing a lot.
He's the most accomplished with making the most money. You hope that those guys are also kind of those players, too.
Yeah, and this is not the biggest deal. If they play well, all these various guys, the spokesman, the first guy to the podium after a game is totally irrelevant. Should remind you also that Drake May will be holding a press conference Thursday, Gillette Stadium. First time we've heard from him since before the Bills game. Remember, he didn't talk after the Bills game, and then he didn't talk the day after, the garbage bag day.
Does he get asked about Joe Milton?
He will absolutely be asked about Joe Milton, his relationship.
Better not be the first question, though.
How much you want to bet? Because I can run down there and try to make it the first question and rig this bet a little bit if you want me to.
That'd be awesome if you went down there.
Maybe I will.
Representing the show.
I try. But then I get mocked. Then I get mocked when I say I sat behind David Andrews and Joe Cardona at Vrabel's press conference.
We're just keeping you honest. It's a brag, and we told you were ragging.
617-779-7937. We're talking Red Sox, Patriots. And up next, we're going to get to the NFL draft because there is more to chew on. I know Ted wants to talk about Shedeur Sanders, who's the greatest fifth-round quarterback in the history of the world. Should have gone number two overall.
I sure do.
Now he's in the fifth round. See how that ties into his thoughts on Deion and the coaching job that's going on at Colorado. We'll have our favorite pick, I think, from the Patriots, which I also put up as a poll question. Some interesting results there. Little NFL Patriots draft talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.